Welcome to Shomach Shavana Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Abi Yaakov Shalom, Melea Pasitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Lam Nevov. The Gemara in the end of Mudalav tells us that in Avnei Eifoit, there were 50 letters of the Shemois of the Shvatim. 25 letters on the right stone and 25 letters on the left stone. So the Gemara in Amud Beis asks, that's not true. It was only 49 letters. You're missing one letter. And the Gemara concludes and says that usually Binyamin is written with only one yud. But on the Avnei Eifoit, we wrote Binyamin with two yuds. There's an extra yud. And that brings the number of letters to 50. And this Gemara is not understood. What's the point? Why do you have to get to 50 letters? What does it mean that the Shvatim on their own are 49? And why here you add one more letter, and this letter is by Binyamin brings me to 50? What's the point? What are we trying to achieve? But there's something very deep that the Gemara is referring to. I will try to summarize it in the few minutes we have in this year. The Vilna Gaon on Chidushei Agados and Brachos explains that when we say Kriya Shema every day, twice a day, we are trying to connect ourselves to the highest level of the world. And it says in the Gemara, where it tells us, we learned it, Chamishim Shari Bino Nivru Boilam. The highest level one can achieve in this world is to get to the Shar HaChamishim. Shar HaChamishim was not given in the world. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to be masik to reach that level of Shar HaChamishim. Every time that we say Shema Yisrael, we try to reach that level. But in this world, we're not able to reach completely there. It's a sheifa, it's our aspiration to get there, but we don't really get there. And again, Tinyan Derma too, when we're counting Sfiras HaOmer, there's 49 days in the Omer. We're trying to get to Yom HaChamishim, which is Shavuos. We cannot count the 50th, because the 50th was not given to the world. We count 49 up to 50. We try to reach to 50, but the 50 itself, we're not able to count. When Kriya Shema, we try to reach the 50, but we don't get there. The remez and similar dover is the fact that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this pasuk, has 25 letters, while Boch Shein Kvoyin Machusol Ilom Vayeda, we say right after, has 24 letters. Together, that's 49 letters. 25 and 24. Trying to reach Shah HaChamishim, but we don't get there. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Horvath there explains a little bit that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Chazal tell us, that's Yichudo Ilo. While Boch Shein Kvoyin Machusol Ilom Vayed, that's Yichudo Tato. What does that mean? So this is what the Nefesh HaChaim explains in length. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad refers to the fact the Gilo Kodesh Baruch Hu up there in Shemaim. In Shemaim, everything is clear. Down here in the world, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly. Olam, the Rishayim say, is called Helem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master himself. So we don't have a full revelation of Hashem. We here down here, we can get to only 24. We take the Gilu up there in Shemaim, together with the Gilu here in the Aretz, and can we combine them together to get to the maximum revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, which is 49, not 50. The Yichud HaTato, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to Tachtoinim, is the missing one. You cannot reach over here, Shar HaChamishim. So it comes out when we connect Shemaim V'Aretz, we take the Gilui in Shemaim, the Gilui here in the Aretz, and we connect them together. We try to get to the ultimate Yichud, the ultimate Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are able to get to the 49, not to the 50, because here in this world, we don't have a full revelation of Hashem. But there is an exception when it comes to Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash, you're able to achieve and to see the connection of Shemayim V'Aretz. Meaning in Beis HaMikdash, that's when you could have some negiah, some touch with Shar HaChamishim. Zok Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover in the Sefer Siach Yitzchok says, Dover Nifla Moed. And usually we have the 25 and 24. We have only 49 Sharim in the world. That's what the Gemara tells us, that if you take all the letters of the Shvatim together, it's 49 letters. 25 letters on one side, 24 letters on the other side. That's the ultimate Gilu we have in the world. But says the Gemara, that on Avnei Eifoit, we have one more letter added. And that letter brings us to the number 50, to the ultimate Gilu. Usually, the letters of the Shvatim are only 49. But we talk about Avnei Eifoit and Beis HaMikdash, we have an extra letter that brings you to Shar HaChamishim. And who has that extra letter? Binyamin. Where is Beis HaMikdash Nivna? Beis HaMikdash was built on Binyamin's Chelek. Binyamin is koyach is chibur shamayim v'aretz. He connects this world and the world above. Ben Seifov Shochet, he's the one who connects everything together. So in Mokam Amigdush, in Mokam Achibur Shemayim V'aretz, in completion, here you have the full revelation of Hashem. Says the Gemara, says your Remez, you should know that Anshep and Avne Eifoit, when you take all the letters of the Shvatim and you bring them together, usually the 49, 25, and 24, you have Yichud Eloh, Yichud Etoh, you're missing one. But in Beis Hamikdash, you have a Gilui of Shah Hamishim. You have another letter added, where in Binyamin is Mekasha Shemayim V'aretz. And now you have 50 letters. Dvarim Amukim V'Niflaim, and it's very kedai to think and try to understand them better. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.